You have 5 loans charging you over 100% interest. Your ABA business is under a year old. Your payroll is $50,000. And traditional lenders keep saying no. That is not bad luck, Douglas. That is a specific diagnosable financial condition, and it has a name. Financial analysts call it stacking, and it is cited as one of the primary drivers of insolvency for small businesses in their first year. You took on multiple high-interest short-term loans simultaneously, and now those loans are consuming the oxygen your business needs to breathe. The U.S. Small Business Administration requires at least 2 years of business history before most traditional low-interest funding becomes available. That means, right now, the conventional door is closed. The question is what you do with that fact. Here is the CEO paradox. The moment your business is in the most danger is the exact moment you are expected to think the most clearly. Panic is a natural response. It is also a business killer. Think of a trauma surgeon in an emergency room. The worse the situation, the slower and more deliberate their movements become. That is the mindset shift required right now. You are not just an owner scrambling for cash. You are a CEO performing triage. Those are two completely different jobs. The owner reacts. The CEO assesses, prioritizes, and allocates. That distinction is the foundation of everything that follows in this course. Now, the debt triage framework. Not all debt is equal, and treating it equally is a critical mistake. The framework separates your obligations into two categories: survival debt and growth debt. Survival debt is anything that, if unpaid, stops operations immediately: payroll, insurance, essential vendor contracts. Growth debt is everything else. Your 5 mechanic loans almost certainly fall into a gray zone. But here is the key idea. Merchant cash advances and similar instruments can carry effective annual percentage rates ranging from 40% to over 350%, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That is not capital. That is a penalty. Identifying which of your 5 loans carries the highest daily or weekly payment burden tells you where the bleeding is worst. You stop the worst bleed first. You do not treat all 5 wounds simultaneously and pass out from exhaustion. In the ABA industry specifically, labor and payroll expenses frequently account for 60 to 75% of total gross revenue. That is a documented industry reality from IBIS World Market Research. For example, if your business is generating revenue, but 65 cents of every dollar goes straight to staff, you have almost no margin left to service high-interest debt. That is not a character flaw. That is a structural math problem. The Federal Reserve's Small Business Credit Survey confirms that early-stage businesses with high debt-to-income ratios are routinely declined by commercial banks, not because the business has no value, but because the risk profile looks unmanageable on paper. Douglas, this is why lenders are saying no. They are reading your numbers, not your potential. Your job as CEO is to change what those numbers say, starting today. Remember this: managing your current crisis is your only credible proof of concept for future investors. No serious investor or lender will fund a CEO who cannot demonstrate control under pressure. But a CEO who can show a documented triage plan, who reduced the highest APR obligation first, who stabilized payroll, who built even a thin margin, that CEO becomes fundable. The takeaway from this lecture is not that your situation is hopeless. The takeaway is that survival requires moving from emotional panic to tactical resource allocation. You need a clear-eyed audit of which debt is killing you fastest, a firm understanding of why traditional lenders are currently unavailable to you, and a CEO-level commitment to treating this crisis as the first chapter of a turnaround story. Douglas, the red on your balance sheet right now is not the end. It is the raw material. The next lecture shows you exactly how to restructure your ABA operations to start generating the margin that makes everything else possible.